Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is July 9th, 2021, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined by two awesome guests, Sean Bingham, Director of Risk Management for McKinney Flavelle. Hello, Sean.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
Happy Friday to you.
Thank you.
And our other guest is the king of the 16.
Hi.
Number 16 sugar market. Kevin Combs.
Yeah.
Everybody is waiting for your thoughts.
Someone probably feels like the king is in charge, and I can guarantee everyone it's certainly not me running this market up.
Yeah. Well, that's Kevin Combs, Vice President McKinney Flavelle. And, you know, we've already let you know what he's going to be talking about. He's going to be talking about the number 16 sugar market, what's happening, what to expect moving forward. And Sean's going to talk a little bit about technically what's happening, bond markets, all kinds of cool stuff. What is the impact of this uptick of COVID cases, et cetera, et cetera. But before we do, I don't get this opportunity, Sean and Kevin, very often to ask you a sports question or to give a prediction. But there are two awesome matches, and I'm going to ask Sean because Kevin's tired of me asking him. There's the Copa America final, which is Brazil and Argentina tomorrow. And then on Sunday, the Euro Cup final with Italy and England. And I want your two picks.
Oh, boy.
Even if they're random.
They would definitely be a little random. I've been following the latter, and I'm kind of favoring Italy on that
that's
side.
That's a good call.
Yeah. And no dog in the hunt, not really on the other. So,
well, just say Argentina.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Great idea.
Argentina. There you go, it is. It's unanimous here, yeah. Which means if you are a betting man, which way
Brazil.
Do you go? Go with Brazil.
Yeah. Go with Brazil. Yeah. They do have home field advantage. I think it is in Brazil. So we'll see what happens. But
now you tell me it's in Brazil.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is.
That's like a one goal advantage being at home.
And yes.
In soccer, that pretty much means a win.
Yeah.
Well, you know, England is at home and he picked Italy. So that's at Wembley Stadium. So their first final since, I think, 1966. So, you know, hey, if they win, that's great. Good for them. If Italy win, good for them.
Yeah.
Get out of town quickly. That's all I can recommend. Get out of there.
Are you predicting violence? Come on, Mike.
You know. I've been to a few soccer games over there, and it's not pretty. But hopefully, yeah, everybody be safe, be kind. You know me. Why don't we start with you, Sean, and talk to us a little bit about what's happening in the markets right now and what you're watching and what you might be concerned about or not.
Well, I think broadly speaking, I've just kind of been watching a lot of these markets come off the highs here recently. We've had, you know, post acreage report on the 30th, we have corn actually below those levels. We've got wheat, at least winter wheat, below those levels, and soybeans very close to where that all started. And so, that was not exactly a bearish report for corn or soybeans, but here we are back, you know, kind of at or below those levels. Some of that I think we can attribute to better weather in the high plains and the upper Midwest that was desperately needing rain from drought conditions. But I also think something on the radar that I've been looking at is this uptick in COVID cases, and specifically cases that are being attributed to this new variant called the Delta or the Delta Plus variant. And so on, the CDC reported on the 7th that we topped 20,000 new cases a day.
Oof.
And that's the highest level since May 28th. I mean, overall, way, way, way down from where we were at the peak. But they say 25% of those new cases are this new variant. And there was some real concerns early about the efficacy of the current vaccinations against this new variant. But one of the reasons that the stock market, I believe, is recovering today, and we actually saw a little bit of late recovery in prices yesterday, was a new research report that said folks that have had, they're fully vaccinated and had that second shot are 90% safe from this new variant. So that's given the market a little bit of relief. But I think, I mean, it's not off the table yet. It's spreading more in other places around the world. It's something we're going to want to keep an eye on. And I think the markets that we want to watch is kind of a barometer of what's happening there are the markets that got hit very, very hard the first time. And that's treasury yields, crude oil, and cattle, of all things. So we've seen treasury yields, the futures versions yield, we've seen those go from 143 down to 105. We've seen crude oil drop $6 in 3 days here recently, and cattle has slowly moved down about 5% since mid-June. So there are definitely some concerns in the market. Again, I think this report is shaked off some of those fears, but I will tell you, and I'll say this forever, don't watch the equity market as a barometer for anything like that, because they usually are the, you know, it's usually the bond market that is well ahead of these kind of moves. And so I would be much more interested in watching what bond yields are doing as opposed to what the equity market may be doing when it comes to things like that. But anyway, as we, you know, as we head into Monday's WASDE report, I think there's a lot of folks that are happy. We've seen this retreat in commodity prices in general. We're going to get more info in today's Commitment of Traders report, but I suspect even though we probably will see a slight increase in maybe some of the buying level, the overall trend is still liquidation from that group. And the other thing that, that we're going to be paying attention to a lot is what is the index money doing? Because the index money is really this reflation trade money. And it kind of moves like a tanker. It's slow to turn, but once it does turn, it tends to move in that direction for a long time. So if we start to see this index money rolling out because people are afraid of what might happen in the fall with the resurgence in this, then it's going to put more pressure on commodities. So that's what's on my radar. Now, there's one commodity that seems to be defying all gravity. Kevin, maybe you'd like to chat about that.
Oh, my gosh. That is a wonderful lead-in. And, Kevin, I tell you, the number 16 domestic raw sugar market's been going nuts this week. What is going on, and what do you expect moving forward? It's got a lot of attention for sure.
It has been a fun one, and you know, we're hitting that active hurricane season. We just had our fifth named storm, which, you know, that always has a little bit of an impact on the 16, even though Elsa was fairly small in nature and, you know, likely did absolutely no damage whatsoever given its path and rainfall. But that got us going. And then I think the next big factor was probably what I'd classify as disappointment from the trade. You know, we've been talking about reassignments here and wondering when it's going to happen. You know, usually, you know, last year it started as early as April 1st. And here we are, we got into July and we haven't seen it left. And that only gave us about 90 days of the crop year left to get that sugar in. But the USDA came through yesterday with an announcement of reassignments, and that was 76,000 tons, I believe, and the trade was literally looking for something much, much larger than that. So it's interesting, you know, obviously the USDA does all their due diligence. They, you know, there's about 37 countries usually that receive TRQ quotas, and they certainly reached out to a lot of them because 26 countries had part of their quotas returned for reassignment. And those will be going out to various countries that have sugar. Some of our good trade partners will gladly pick that up, especially with the 16 values where it's at. You know, that's a great, great property for them. But, you know, looking at it, import numbers, there'll be a new report coming out anytime now. For July, but looking at last month's report, we had about 188,000 tons that was not arrived yet under TRQ quota, and 76,000 tons reassigned. So there's still about 110,000 tons, more or less, out there to be shipped from the quota holders. Of that, the Philippines is the vast majority of it. They hold 64,000 tons to ship, and there's been a lot of speculation on whether or not the Philippines was going to be able to fulfill their whole quota. And so I think when they didn't get that reassigned, the trade, you know, viewed that as a bullish thing because, you know, they're trying to figure out if that sugar is going to arrive here on time or not. And reassignments are all great. One of the other factors, you know, concerning the trade is, you know, just getting that sugar here because of the freight markets and being backed up and very costly at that as well.
So, yeah, nearby is at 36 for September, November at 35.25, and looking at 22, you're at 31. So do you expect anything on Monday at the WASD that might impact that market, or is we just kind of have to wait if there's any additional direction from the USDA?
You know, I think when you look at the 16 market and what we're talking about on imports, the USDA was using 147,000 ton shortfall in the June WASD. With these reassignments, I think they'll be bringing it back down, you know, probably back to a more normal 99,000 tons or something like that, maybe even a little bit lower, just, you know, based on the subtract 76,000 tons. When they do reassign this, you know, I still think there's potential for them to extend the period of entry for these reassignments so that they could ship it in October or something like that. But when you look at that huge 5 cent premium for this crop year to next crop year, you know, I think that's just telling you that cane refiners are having trouble finding that sugar that they need, even if they have the opportunity to sell sugar. So without any sort of increase in quota or something of that nature, I think it's just super, super tight and will likely stay at a premium for the balance of old crop. And then once new crop gets rolling, you know, hopefully these people got ships and everything lined up and we'll get a fresh supply and things to move in quicker.
Excellent. All right. And look forward to our podcast. We're going to do a podcast on Monday with the WASD coming up on Monday. So everyone look forward to that. And we listened and we have a new webinar series coming up. The first one is July 28th. You'll be able to register on our website at McKinney-Favel.com very shortly, but it's a hot ingredients webinar series. So one of the things that you guys have been asking for is us to help cover some of the hot ingredients, some of the troubled ingredients out there. And so on July 28th, we're going to have a webinar, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time again, and we'll be covering allulose, tapioca syrup, and urethritol. Sounds fun, right, Kevin?
That is just a blast. Anything with an all and an oast just gets me excited.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Be there or be that's square. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I may have to bring a science book to that though.
That's right. Hey, listen.
a lot of vowels in that in those.
You know, I think we should get the science guy on the podcast.
Yeah. We definitely need to get a chemistry expert to do a little bit of training here.
Yeah. I was looking all day for a chart for allulose in my charging software. I can't seem to find it. It may be trading right there with the 16 market.
There you go. There you go. Well, look forward to that webinar on July 28th. And thank you, Sean. Thank you, Kevin, for your great recaps. And everybody out there, have a great, safe, fun weekend. As I always like to say, live with an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful for what you have every single day. And do something fun, something you haven't done in a while that you enjoy this weekend. And until Monday, take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney-Favel's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Favel.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.